Talofa, and here's the news. A Senate resolution introduced yesterday calls on the governor to reinstate the ASG Personnel Advisory Board as well as the Wage and Hour Board. And this is to assist the Department of Human Resources in carrying out the governor's orders to roll back the promotions, salary increases, and conversions of contract employees to career service status from 2019 to the end of 2020. Sponsored by Senator Utu Silapuasa, Chairman of the Senate Budget and Appropriations Committee, the measure says these two boards currently exist but have been underutilized. It notes that the Personnel Advisory Board and the Wage and Hour Board are instrumental in establishing and managing most all issues concerning human resources, and this includes issues currently being raised by ASG employees pertaining to Governor Limano's general memorandum ordering the rollbacks. The American Samoa Senate states the resolution strongly advises Governor Limanu to reinstate the Personnel Advisory Board and the Wage and Hour Board and have them work with the Director of Human Resources to prepare reports regarding the issues being raised by ASG employees in regards to the Governor's memo on corrective personnel actions. The third batch of tax refund checks is being released tomorrow, Friday, March 12th. The latest batch includes 336 checks for those who filed from January 28 to 29th and totals $665,948. Treasurer Malemoto Sanga says those with mailing addresses will get their checks in the mail. Those who don't have mailboxes have to pick them up from the dispersing office on the ground floor of the EOB in Utulei. Local refunds amount to $228,065, and additional child tax credits total $437,883. In his announcement, the Treasurer said 239 tax refund checks were released last Friday. The amount was $366,306. This was the second batch for which there was no prior announcement by Treasury. For those who are expecting checks but do not receive them, you're asked to visit the tax office and take with you a copy of your tax return, a valid form of identification, and your social security card, and that of your spouse if you're filing jointly. Parents with children attending South Pacific Academy are hoping the school's parent-teacher organization, PTO, will still call a meeting that was scheduled for this evening. Last night, the parents were informed that the PTO, which is chaired by Ben Salvao, had cancelled the meeting without any reason stated for the cancellation. There's been a flurry of letters going back and forth between parents, some who support the teachers who are on strike, some who support the school board, and some who say they just want the school to return to normal so that their children can get the education that they're paying top dollar for. One parent has moved a motion for the meeting to go ahead, despite the notice from the PTO to cancel it. The mother said, "It's almost 2 weeks and we are still at it, with all efforts from all constituents of SBA school. We know that we are all getting tired, drained and frustrated, but we must come together for our daughters and sons. No lawyer or board or union can take care of this problem." She appealed to all sides to forgive and come about with immediate solutions to find common grounds for their differences. The mother moved a motion to conduct the PTO meeting with staffing SPA with qualified teachers to resume scheduled classes in whatever method suitable to account for instructional time, and the meeting is to take place today at 5 p.m. KHJ News has emailed questions to the acting chairman of the board of SPA, Associate Justice Fiti Sunia, for any information on the cancellation. From Apia, Samoa's National Emergency Operations Committee is not letting up on imposing fines on individuals and companies who fail to adhere to state of emergency rules. Samoa Observer reports the committee confirmed a total of 193 people, including companies, have been fined for breaching SOE orders since March last year. A majority of those fined are for violating quarantine requirements issued by the Director General of the Ministry of Health and for gathering in public places. Three companies or organizations have also been penalized, attracting a fine of 5,000 tala and 7,000 tala for continuous offending. Figures from police last year confirm that 294 people were arrested for breaching the SOE orders, with the majority of them being warned and later released. Chairperson of the committee, Angafili Shemleo, did not reveal the companies involved but said penalties were for not complying with medical clearances as advised by the health authorities. The chairman said there are still people who continue to gather in numbers at the airport and wharf. He said that under state of emergency orders, it's prohibited to gather at the ports. And if dropping off relatives, people must drop them off and then leave. A private airline was recently fined 6,000 thala for an SOE breach, as well as a shipping agency for not following health requirements. Ngafili also appealed to village councils and women's committees to inform them of people who are still swimming on Sundays. He said the restrictions on Sunday swimming is still observed and should be followed by everyone. And that's the news.